so far what we're showing is an estimated amount of about 12 houses that are just totally destroyed that will not be able to be repaired. And out of those houses, we lost about 72,000 chickens. A lot of the birds that were in those houses, some of those were out of chickens, and then some were moved to other facilities or moved to other houses on the farm. So about 72,000 is what we're showing that lost out of those 12 houses. Now, other situations due to the weather, not necessarily due to wind, we had three houses lost about 90,000 birds because lightning hit the transformer and the generator at the same time. So it knocked out the original power, then knocked out the generator. So these were solid sidewall houses, so about 90,000 birds were lost on those houses. But now the houses had no damage to them. Then two other houses up in northwest Alabama were flooded. Again, no damage to the houses, but about 19,500 birds were lost at that farm. So in Alabama, we're showing a total loss of about 181,500 chickens probably lost due to the bad weather. And not necessarily the wind, but because of lightning and then the rain also.
And while that was the number of birds lost due to the storms, Hilburn said a lot more were affected in various ways.
Probably hundreds of houses that had tin off a roof or, you know, insulation type problems and all, and we were able to move those birds to other houses, but all those houses will be repairable.
Again, these are all preliminary numbers, as the Alabama Poultry and Egg Association is hoping to have a final tally sometime next week. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.